Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, if you're a bit of a collector of art, you're going to love this section. My auntie, believe it or not, loves collecting Aboriginal art. I'm getting into it, but you know what? It's one of those areas that you really do have to know what you're doing, because some of it, you don't know whether it's the expensive, you don't know whether it's the real McCoy. So we thought we'd get Omid Nayar on the line to talk about collecting Aboriginal art, some tips and what to look for. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, art, it doesn't matter where it is or what style of art, you've got to know that you're buying the right thing. So what are your tips and tricks for buying Aboriginal art?
Well, because I specialise in Aboriginal art, I'm kind of like an expert on the artist and who's you know, really hot on the market right now and who's collectible. But whenever it comes to buying, I think you just should follow your instincts and your heart with artwork, because, you know, even for me, you know, when I go to buy things, I don't just go for the famous artist. I just go for the art that connects with me.
Okay.
Regardless of, you know, whether it's going to be collectible or not, depending on who the artist is, doesn't really pay into it until later on when I do a little bit of research, if I don't know who the artist is, and find out, you know, a little bit more about them and how collectible their work is, or if it's collectible at all. These things come up, the piece has made a connection with me. With the colours, with the story, with something about the piece, just like anything, when you buy it and you love it and you want to put it in your home, like a piece of furniture, it's got to connect with you.
Now, when you make the connection, like in the art world that we look at, say the pro hearts and things like that, you know, you'll hear art dealers say, well, art is an investment and it appreciates at X amount of percent per year. In the Aboriginal art circle, how does it work there, and what would be some of the types of artists that you would look at purchasing for your house if you were into the collecting side?
If you were into the collecting side, obviously a bit of homework. You know, the internet's a wonderful thing. You just put a few names in there and you get, you know, who the top artists are. Do a bit of, you know, homework and buy, you know, magazines, art collector magazines, and they always have sections on who the top artists are to collect, even in the Aboriginal world.
Mm-hmm.
Again, though, it does go back to that. Is it going to be purely an investment, or is it going to be something you're going to be hanging in your wall at home for 20 years and then hand it down to your children? Because something like that eventually will become a collectible piece, you know, if it stays in a family for 50 to 100 years, you know what I mean?
Now, when we're looking at our art in the Aboriginal world, in terms of the techniques that they use to create the art, has that changed over the centuries?
It changed dramatically, and the biggest change happened in the 1970 when a lot of this art went into the onto the canvas with acrylics. You know, it changed the face of Aboriginal art dramatically. You know, but the traditional techniques are still being used, you know, for body painting and for ceremonial purposes. But most of the major art now is being done on a canvas or a linen with an acrylic medium.
Is it more popular overseas from buyers overseas than it is in our own country? You know how sometimes, you know, celebrities are bigger overseas than they are here?
Absolutely. I mean, everything with Australia, I think, you know, us as Australians don't really appreciate it when it's in our backyard until someone else appreciates it, and then we appreciate it.
Mm.
You know, right now I'm finding that there is a lot of local clientele for me in the Queen Victoria building. We're finding evening itself out.
Fantastic. Well, Omid, thank you very much for joining us today on the show.
My pleasure. It was lovely chatting with you.
Fantastic. It's always interesting to find out new things. And of course, for more details on Aboriginal art collecting tips and all that type of thing, jump onto our website, mindfood.com. You can also hear Omid's interview with us there talking Aboriginal art.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.